Welcome to Shea Stadium in New York, for the game between the San Francisco Giants and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the San Francisco Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Don Mason. Batting second. The right fielder, Ken Henderson. Batting third. The left fielder, Dave Marshall. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Willie McCovey. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Bobby Bonds. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Jim Davenport. Batting seventh. The catcher, Dick Dietz. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Hal Lanier. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ron Bryant. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Ron Bryant. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Bud Harrelson. Batting second. The third baseman, Bobby Feel. Batting third. The center fielder, Tommy Agee. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Cleon Jones. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Don Clendenin. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Ron Swoboda. Batting seventh. The catcher, Duffy Dyer. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Al Weiss. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tom Seaver. Pitching for the New York Mets, Tom Seaver. And now, play ball. Don Mason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mason hits a fly ball into center field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson takes first base on ball four. Dave Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is called out on strikes. Two outs. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Feel fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bryant fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Feel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feel hits a fly ball into left field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Mets. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mason scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Giants, 1, Mets, 1. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport hits a fly ball into center field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Dietz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietz takes first base on ball four. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier hits a ball on the ground towards second. Weiss scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenin hits a line drive into left field. Marshall picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Marshall. Clendenin moves to third. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swoboda hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Marshall. Swoboda reaches second base with a double. Clendenin scores. It's 2-1, Mets. Duffy Dyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyer hits a fly ball towards right. Henderson catches it and throws to third to double up. Two outs. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss hits a fly ball into right field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Ron Bryant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bryant is called out on strikes. One out. Don Mason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mason is 0-for-1 in the game. Mason hits a ball on the ground towards third. Field fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Henderson takes first base on ball 4. Dave Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0-for-1 in the game. Marshall hits a fly ball into left field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Giants 1. The Mets will come to bat. Tom Seaver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaver hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bryant juggles the ball. That's an error on Bryant. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0-for-1 in the game. Harrelson bunts towards the mound. Bryant fields it and throws to first for the out. Seaver moves to second. One out. Bobby Feel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feel is 0-for-1 in the game. Feel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Davenport fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Agee hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mason scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0-for-1 in the game. McCovey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Bonds strikes out. One out. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 0-for-1 in the game. Davenport hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Dick Dietz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietz is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Dietz takes first base on ball 4. Davenport moves to second. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier is 0-for-1 in the game. Lanier hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Davenport trying to get to home. Swoboda throws the ball into Dyer who tags Davenport who's trying to score from second, for the out. Dietz moves to second. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Giants 1. The Mets will come to bat. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-1 in the game. Jones hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Jones. the throw from Dietz and he is safe. Jones steals second. Don Clendenon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Clendenon strikes out. One out. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swoboda is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Swoboda hits a fly ball into left field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Duffy Dyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyer is 0-for-1 in the game. Dyer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Davenport fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Ron Bryant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bryant is 0-for-1 in the game. Bryant hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Mason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mason is 0-for-2 in the game. Mason takes first base on ball 4. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0-for-0 in the game. With 2 walks. Henderson takes first base on ball 4. Mason moves to second. Dave Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0-for-2 in the game. Marshall hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clendenon juggles the ball. That's an error on Clendenon. Mason moves to third. Henderson moves to second. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McCovey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Mason scores. Henderson scores. Marshall moves to second. 2 runs are unearned. 2 outs. It's 3-2, Giants. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Bonds strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 0-for-1 in the game. Weiss hits a fly ball into center field. Bonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Seaver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaver is 0-for-1 in the game. Seaver strikes out. Two outs. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0-for-1 in the game. Harrelson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Mets 2. The Giants will come to bat. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 0-for-2 in the game. Davenport hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Dietz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietz is 0-for-0 in the game. With 2 walks. Dietz hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Seaver fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lanier hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ron Bryant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bryant is 0-for-2 in the game. Bryant hits a fly ball into left field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Bobby Feel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feel is 0-for-2 in the game. Feel hits a fly ball into left field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Ag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ag is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Ag takes first base on ball 4. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Ag moves to second. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Jones takes first base on ball 4. Don Clendenon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Clendenon hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mason settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swoboda is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Swoboda hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lanier fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Mets 2. The Giants will come to bat. Don Mason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mason is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Mason hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0-for-0 in the game. With 3 walks. Henderson hits a pop-up towards third. Feel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0-for-3 in the game. Marshall hits a line drive into center field. Ag picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Ag. Marshall moves to second. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McCovey is walked intentionally. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Bonds hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 6-2. Giants. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 0-for-3 in the game. Davenport strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Duffy Dyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyer is 0-for-2 in the game. Dyer strikes out. One out. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 0-for-2 in the game. Weiss hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ed Charles pinch hits for Tom Seaver. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Weiss moves to second. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0-for-2 in the game. Harrelson hits a fly ball into left field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Feel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feel is 0-for-3 in the game. Feel hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Marshall. Feel reaches second base with a double. Weiss scores. Charles moves to third. It's 6-3, Giants. Frank Lindsay now pitching. Tommy Ag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ag is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Ag hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Charles scores. Feel scores. It's 6-5, Giants. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Jones hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. AG moves to third. Art Shamsky pinch hits for Don Clendenin. Art Shamsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shamsky hits a fly ball into left field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Mets 5. The Giants will come to bat. Art Shamsky now playing first base. Cal Kunz now pitching. Dick Dietz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietz is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Dietz hits a ball on the ground towards third. Field fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Lanier hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Lindsay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lindsay hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Don Mason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mason is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Mason hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Weiss fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Mets 5. The Mets will come to bat. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swoboda is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Swoboda hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Lindsay, and towards Mason, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Duffy Dyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyer is 0-for-3 in the game. Dyer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wayne Garrett pinch hits for Al Weiss. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett hits a pop-up towards third. Davenport settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. J.C. Martin pinch hits for Cal Kunz. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dyer moves to second. Rod Gasper pinch runs for J.C. Martin. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0-for-3 in the game. Harrelson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Mets 5. The Giants will come to bat. Wayne Garrett now playing second base. Jack DeLauro now pitching. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0-for-1 in the game. With three walks. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Field fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Marshall is called out on strikes. Two outs. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. McCovey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Mets 5. The Mets will come to bat. Bobby Feel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feel is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Feel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Davenport fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got three RBIs. AG hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mason scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Jones hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Art Shamsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shamsky is 0-for-1 in the game. Shamsky hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jones moves to second. Tug McGraw pinch runs for Art Shamsky. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swoboda is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Swoboda hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jones scores. McGraw moves to second. It's Giants, 6, Mets, 6. Don McMahon now pitching. Duffy Dyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyer is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Dyer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Mets 6. The Giants will come to bat. Ron Taylor now pitching. Ed Cranepool now playing first base. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 2-for-4 in the game, with two home runs. He's got four RBIs. Bonds hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Taylor fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 0-for-4 in the game. Davenport hits a fly ball into right field. Swoboda settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Dietz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietz is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Dietz strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Mets 6. The Mets will come to bat. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 0-for-1 in the game. Garrett hits a fly ball into right field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool hits a fly ball into center field. Bonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0-for-4 in the game. Harrelson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Mets 6. The Giants will come to bat. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Lanier hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don McMahon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMahon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Don Mason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mason is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. Mason hits a fly ball into left field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0-for-2 in the game. With three walks. Henderson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of AG who is chasing the ball. Henderson reaches third base with a triple. McMahon goes all the way around to score. It's 7-6, Giants. Dave Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Marshall hits a pop-up towards short. Harrelson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Giants 7, and the Mets 6. The Mets will come to bat. Bobby Feel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feel is 1-for-5 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Field hits a fly ball into left field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy AG is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. AG is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. AG hits a fly ball into right field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles and a walk. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards third. Davenport fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, San Francisco Giants, 7, and New York Mets, 6. Goodbye from Shea Stadium in New York.